You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like you're the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brown because like that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you because no. I
feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Cool to have you hanging with us here on WGR on a Thursday afternoon. Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope today. I am the Bulldog and very happy to welcome noted podcast co-host with our Sal Capaccio as well as sports director from WKBW Channel 7, Matt Beauvais to the West Hur Hotline. Matt, if I did this whole song and dance about this being the first time you were on the show 2 or 3 years ago and I forgot about it, I apologize. But I think this is the first time you've been on this show. Am I right about that?
I think you're right, and I think that's probably why I'm so unbelievably nervous right now.
Wow.
Because this is a big debut, and I'm a little bit scared. I don't want to mess it up and make it my last time.
I don't know why it's taken us this long. You've been under the umbrella for a while now with this podcast with Sal, and I just I don't know.
It's how many times you can have Matt Parrino on, but not Matt Beauvais.
I know it's on us. It's on me for not dialing you up. Anyway, man, congratulations on the series on the stadium.
Yeah,
by the way, like that was I know had to be a labor of love for everyone involved, but you guys did a great job. I mean, home run city.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was certainly fun to put together, and it felt like we needed to do something special getting ready for the final season. And I was like, you know what? We have this gap between when mandatory minicamp ends and when training camp starts. Why not do Channel 7. Why not do 7 episodes on the stadium specifically? Just because when we get to this point, there's so many things going on and there's so much to talk about. So it kind of fit the void.
Yeah.
The interviews were awesome. Everybody was so excited to talk about it. And I feel like that's when you get the best stuff, right? When it's something that people are excited to talk about. And with the stadium especially, almost everybody can remember their first time there, the people who they were with, the favorite memories that they've had along the way, the favorite games they were there for. So it was just kind of something that we didn't need to screw up. And we're really happy with the way it pieced together.
Is there something or a few things that for you really stand out as the absolute peak highlights of the whole series? Or is that too hard a question to ask?
No, there's probably a couple things that stood out. Honestly, I appreciated some of the ways that people opened up that don't always open up. Like Sean McDermott was really good with his interview and really candid about kind of sharing the story about how when the stadium is now no longer standing and he's no longer here, one day he hopes that his kids and grandkids will go there and look at the site and be like, hey, your grandfather won a lot of games here. And that's where he really kind of started to cut his teeth in the NFL. There was a longtime ticket worker, Deb, who worked for the organization. And I asked her, it was one of the first interviews we did. I just said, hey, what do the Bills mean to you? And she just broke down in tears and said everything. And then I looked behind me and everybody in the room was basically sobbing. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. But it was also so incredibly poignant that I was like, okay, this is going to be really good.
Yep.
And then getting Marv on the phone was awesome. As you know, somebody who, I'm from Western New York, so to hear the stories about Marv Levy and know the legend of Marv Levy, but we never interacted with each other. Marv Levy has no idea who I am, but I called him, and he was willing to talk about the stadium, and that was the first person we got to talk. And I was like, okay, like, we got Marv, we got Jim eventually, we got all the heavy hitters from the 90s, and then some incredible people from the current era. So it was, there's a lot of really good moments, but probably Dev breaking down in tears right off the bat was like, whoa, this is going to be pretty powerful.
Well, on to the 2025 Buffalo Bills and the Rochester portion of training camp and all the great ice cream and everything. It's all over now, so I know. Shed all your tears. I've never been, so I don't know. I've been to camp. I just have never been to Pittsford Dairy. How badly are we missing out, Matt? I mean, it's ice cream.
Okay. What you just said, I feel like, is an incredibly accurate take. It is delicious ice cream. There are a lot of places where you can get delicious ice cream. If you are at St. John Fisher University, it's really close by, and it's a really cool place to go. So it's certainly convenient, but it's not like I would make a special trip for it. I feel like there are places that are in Western New York, like our part of Western New York,
right,
that have just as good ice cream. So it's really, really good. But I also don't want to oversell it and be like, it's the greatest ice cream you'll ever have, because then I would be lying. And like we said earlier, it's my first time on the show, so I don't want to lie to you guys.
Fair.
Good first step.
So I'm usually at camp it depends how many Sundays they play, and then I go out and do the show there on Sundays. And the last 2 years, it's only been once, because I have the Ganson tournament the following week, and they're usually there. So when I'm there, I get one chance. Ice cream, I love ice cream. But I'm out there, and I'm like, okay, this is my chance to get a garbage plate. I'm going to go do that. And if you've ever shotgunned a garbage plate, which is kind of how I would describe how I eat it, which is I feel terrible afterwards. I feel – and then I have an hour and 20-minute drive back home. There is no way in hell I'm topping it with a milkshake or any ice cream afterwards. So that's why I have
choices have to be made.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
you have to make the smart choices, and you know, obviously, what your body can handle and what your body can't handle. And I certainly would not be doing that combination if I was getting ready to go into a car. And by the way, congratulations on the Ganson win.
Thank you.
Talk of the town, Nate. So very, very well done.
Thank you, Bove. I appreciate that, man.
Talk of the town.
Yeah, listen, I know it sounds.
He barely works here, Matt. You don't have to butter him up.
It sounds dramatic, but he's kind of right, Bulldog. He sounds dramatic, but it's pretty right. Yeah.
Matt Bove from Channel 7 and co-host of the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with our Sal Capaccio on
Zach,
the Western,
better not clip that out either,
on the Western Hotline with us. So how about how this has gone so far? I mean, the injuries this camp have been maybe the story of camp, but fortunately, I guess Maxwell Harrison is the most serious of them, and even that isn't a season-ending type deal, so, you know, knock on something wooden here. They've escaped without anything horrible happening, really, but they've got a lot of like nickel and dime type stuff that's just eating into practice time.
Yeah, the big one to me is Cole Bishop, and it's just because it didn't feel like he could afford to be missing any practice, but he has missed most of training camp. So now it's like, okay, when he comes back, is Taylor Rapp going to be back from his injury? And if he is, are they actually going to get any snaps together? Because it feels like the safety position to me is probably still the biggest question mark on the entire roster. So for Cole Bishop, he's probably going to start. I think that it's his job and it's Taylor Rapp's job. He just hasn't been able to get those reps, so that's concerning. The good thing about it's not a good thing. You don't want anybody injured. But with the Harrison injury, the way Trey White has played the last 2.5 weeks, I don't think he was winning the job anyway. I think that was going to be Tre'Davious White's job. So now it feels like he can kind of ease his way back into things a little bit, which is definitely nice. And then the only other, like, significant injury, even though there's a lot of injuries, the only other really feels like week-to-week one right now is Khalil Shakir. And Sean McDermott told me today, I asked the question, do you think he's going to be back by the start of the regular season? And he said he does. And Sean doesn't always really give timelines either, So that makes me think that they are pretty comfortably expecting Shakir to be ready to go for week one. So, yeah, I mean, the injuries are a topic because there are so many of them, and it might get really, really messy in this first preseason game with who they have out on the field. But it does feel like they've escaped, you know, anything super major and just anything that's going to really linger into the start of the regular season.
Matt, I want to stick with safety because I think it's a interesting position to the points you made with the injuries, and Rapp's kind of been in and out of practice, but he's mostly been there. It is disappointing. We talked about it with Sale last hour. It's been disappointing that he hasn't been available and in practice. The guy I think everybody has sort of asked about when I brought it up on Twitter a couple days ago, well, what about the Derek Forrest kid they signed? Like, he's started games in the NFL and looked pretty good for Washington a few seasons ago. And obviously, you know, the DeMar Hamlin conversation is difficult to have because I think that, of course, that they know that they can trust him if he's got to go out there and play. But I think the whole point was upgrading from him last year. And now we kind of sit at this position where I don't think any of us are here saying, like, well, Cole Bishop's not going to start because he hasn't been in practice. But I think everybody's wanted the Cole Bishop thing to run a little more smoothly. And his first action, he gives up a deep pass, which never happens. And Sean McDermott, deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't been the best starts. And I felt like, to your point, it needed to be a strong start to this training camp.
Well, and that's the thing, that going back to the Hairston injury, he's going to have to deal with what Cole Bishop dealt with last year of, like, okay, how are you going to get ready for a season and be counted on when you don't have the snaps in training camp? And now Cole Bishop is dealing with it again. I mean, he's going into his second season and he's never had a full training camp. And I know that, you know, we're not talking about the biggest sample size here, but it's also not like it's the deepest room. Like, you brought up Forrest. The only other name really in the mix that I think we need to pay attention to is Cam Lewis. Mm-hmm. I think in their minds, they're viewing Cam Lewis now as kind of a primary backup safety. So I don't even know if it's a guarantee that Forrest makes the roster. I think they might keep what they know in DeMar Hamlin, and then a player who's really versatile in Cam Lewis, because he can play safety and he can play nickel cornerback. And I know some people are going to be listening to this right now and they're groaning, oh, position flexibility, versatility, we're so sick of hearing that. Well, that might be the difference in keeping five wide receivers or six wide receivers. Mm-hmm. It might be the difference in keeping an extra defensive lineman after you deal with the Hoyt and Ogunjobi suspensions and those guys come back. So I think that they have to get a little bit creative there, but Cole Bishop being injured isn't doing them any favors. The only good news is it feels like he's close to coming back. So even though he did miss most of training camp in Rochester, he should still probably be back out there next week. So if he's back out there next week, he can get into a preseason game or two, probably play a ton of snaps. I'm still kind of mentally preparing myself for, okay, it's Cole Bishop, and he's lined up next to Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, I think that is a big spot to look. I mean, the Bills really went to work on this defense in the offseason. I mean, the draft picks and the free agents, I mean, it's there's a lot of new faces. But on that back end, like, there is a certain comfort in having gone through a year with Hamlin as a starter back there with Rapp. And, you know, he was – this show, we sort of have a thing with the word fine. Like, fine. How's your meal? It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I ate it. It was good. It could have been a lot better, but, you know, fine. I'm fine. And I think Hamlin is, like, the very definition of how this show uses the word fine. But I think you want more impact plays back there, right? That's the idea behind getting Bishop out there, the athletic profile. Everything should, if it hits, you should be able to get, you know, something in between what you had last year and what you had at, like, peak Poyer and Hyde, which I know that's a very high bar, but you want to get back to something closer to that than just sort of getting by.
Yeah, and theoretically, all of the effort and resources you put into the defensive line should also improve the safety play, just because the quarterback shouldn't have as much time to make something happen. So that's why it's like, okay, yeah, if you can get fine, that's not ideal. I think Cole Bishop has a higher ceiling, but I also think because of the rotation they'll have on the defensive line, because I think Trey White, right, which is crazy, I wouldn't have said this 2 weeks ago, I think Trey White now might even be an upgrade from what they got at the cornerback two position for a large chunk of last season. So now you've theoretically, like, once again, improved your corners, you've improved your defensive line, and you should have Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard playing together. So now I feel like if you have a couple holes, maybe they won't be so glaring just because you have improved in other places. I think sneakily this defense could be really good this year. I don't think it's going to be elite, but I think it's going to be much better than it has been, and they need that because the defense has failed them in big moments. But I'm starting to get the sense that the defense is better than the maybe outside of Western New York audience realizes or is giving them credit for.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Bernard because you tripped a wire there. I thought to say this a few minutes ago when we were talking more about Bishop, but what Bernard went through in his second year when he was, you know, designated as taking over a starter's role after Tremaine Edmonds left in free agency, he missed all of camp. And I think even the Orchard Park portion of camp, and wasn't really ready to go until shortly before the opener. And he got out there and just was making
plays. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Plays right away, and hopefully Cole Bishop doesn't miss that much time, but it's kind of similar to the situation that they were in with Bernard when he was, like, you know, taking over a starting role.
It almost happens every year that there is some random player who we're not talking about enough who kind of jumps onto the scene and really outperforms what their expectations were. And a few of the names that I think are the candidates for that are obviously Cole Bishop. He just fits the profile, second year, whatever. Dwayne Carter is another one. It's like, what exactly is Dwayne Carter? I feel like a lot of people have kind of overlooked him because they've added so many other people on that side. Maybe there's growth from Dorian Williams and whatever rotational role he is in, even though you really like Milano and Terrell Bernard. So I do think that's a good point, though, about, hey, let's not completely write off Cole Bishop because maybe he just needs a couple weeks and get familiar with the defense and not the actual physical side of being out on the field.
If you had to put a wager down on how the James Cook situation resolves, he just comes in and plays on his existing contract. They reach an agreement on something maybe like the Kyren Williams extension from 2 days ago, or he doesn't get an extension and chooses to sit out regular season games. Where would you put your chips?
So actually none of the three. I think the most likely outcome is that they give him a couple million dollars almost to appease him and just get him back into the building. Well, he's already in the, I shouldn't say that. He's already in the building.
Yeah.
Get him back practicing and available and ready to go. And then they circle back to all of this next year just because the Kyren Williams thing makes sense to me. I understand that contract. There could be some similarities there. But the big difference, and some people might not like this, some people might think that James Cook is way better than Kyren Williams, and I don't think that's crazy. Kyren Williams is on the field all the time.
Yep.
He is on the field more in that offense than pretty much everybody besides their offensive line and Matthew Stafford. James Cook isn't on the field more than half of the time. So today, Josh Allen is talking about, hey, we really hope we get something done with James Cook. We desperately want him. And then a minute later, he says, I think Ty Johnson's the best third down back in the NFL. It's like, okay, for sure. But if you think Ty Johnson's the best third down back in the NFL, you're not taking him off the field. So are you willing to give James Cook what he's asking for to be a player who, let's say he even increases his workload 60% of the time? Is he worth $11, $12 million? I don't know the answer to that. If you could get him around that price, I'd be fine doing it for 2 or 3 years. I don't think that would be a bad move. But I'm certainly not going higher than that, and I'm certainly not going longer term than that. But that's just me. But I think what ultimately happens is they write him a couple million-dollar check, they add it onto his contract, he comes back, he plays, and then they reevaluate. Because, I mean, he's not going to get 16 rushing touchdowns again. There's going to be some touchdown regression, and then maybe it's a number that is easier to fit into your kind of formula moving forward.
So the other guy that this year, I think a lot of the conversation around outside of Keon Coleman, because I think he was probably front and center as the guy that everyone had been talking about and needing a good camp this year, and by all accounts is definitely having that camp and a lot of highlights for Keon Coleman. The other guy is Dalton Kincaid. And I know, I think yesterday or maybe it was this morning, goes down late in practice with a little bit of, I think it was a knee, but nobody really made a big deal out of it after practice, but, or maybe his ankle. Maybe that's what it was. Where are you, Matt, with his role on this offense going into this year, and just how important is his change for you, his importance, him being good as the important piece to how this offense maybe gets better than they were last year going into this year?
Probably the two guys you mentioned are the two biggest X factors I have on the entire offense. I think I would still trust Dalton Kincaid a bit more than Keon Coleman. That doesn't mean that I don't think Keon Coleman can be an effective player. I just think the skill set for Dalton Kincaid and the lingering injuries he had last year were probably more significant than we think. And it's easy to go back to the AFC Championship game and that ball in the air and hitting the ground and that leaving a sour taste in everybody's mouth because, you know, it's a play he probably should be able to make. But I still think Dalton Kincaid has a big role in this offense. I don't think – would any of us be shocked if Dalton Kincaid leads this team in targets this year? I don't think any of us would be shocked. That's not happening with Keon, right? So that's why I think he is legitimately the biggest X factor, because if you get a rookie year Dalton Kincaid version plus a little bit of improvement, we're talking about a really effective and useful tight end. So I don't exactly know what they're going to do on offense and how much 12 personnel they're going to run and how much Dawson Knox is going to be involved. So I don't know if he's ever going to be, you know, a guy who's getting 120, 130 targets or a Trey McBride or anything like that. But I do think that this could be a sneaky big year for Dalton Kincaid. So I do really think he's a huge X factor for them.
All right, Matt, how'd it go for you? How do you think you did? Let's get let's get the judges' grades out here. How do you think it went?
I think it was fine.
I think he was fine.
That you know what that does? That gets you another call.
Yeah,
that's is exactly what that gets you. Is there anything you got coming up here on the TV side of things you want to promote here, or are you done after this stadium series?
No, so thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on. So yeah, Monday nights we have our show Leading the Charge. The stadium series was running in place of that for the last 7 weeks, but we're just kind of getting ready for football season. It'll be myself, it'll be Joe Biscaglia, and then a guy named Howard Simon.
Oh, that's the show. Howard's on.
I
can't watch that. No.
So that'll be
the glare from his head is just too much. I can't. No.
He keeps us, you know, on our toes for sure. It's a good thing that there's about a 5-second delay, because sometimes he'll get really, really heated, which is always super fun to watch
Howard?
And be next to while it's
Yeah, it's really, really enjoyable because it feels like if, you know, I'm at a certain level, he will bring us all to a different level when he especially gets angry. So, yeah, we're doing those every single Monday night. During the season, it's 7 to 8. Right now, it's 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And then, yeah, just all of our work on Channel 7, WKBW.com. We're full, you know, you're jumping in the deep end right. with Bill's coverage.
Does Howard still sit there on set with a yellow legal pad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that's all I needed to
Nothing
know.
Nothing changes.
All right. Yeah. No. I
that with the yellow legal.
That goes back to the summer of 1994 when I interned for him at WBEN. The yellow legal pad is still. And for years I did the same thing because you know protege.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right, Matt. This was really enjoyable for us. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
That is Matt Beauvais, sports director from WKBW Channel 7, also co-host of the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with our own Sal Capaccio. We'll hit a timeout here and come back for lots more. A lot to digest from our conversation with Matt. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Guys going out, it's no different than, you know, Khalil being out with an ankle. Guys are stepping up, making plays, and, you know, it was good for Ray to get some of these reps and you know, getting on the same page with Ty again, who I think is our best third down back in the game, and just gives them a couple more opportunities. But, you know James is who he is, and he's one of the best running backs in the league, and you'd be crazy not to say we don't want him out there. We desperately want him out there with us, and hopefully something can get done.
There's Bills quarterback Josh Allen speaking about James Cook. And squeezing in the compliment of his third down running back, Ty Johnson, that Matt Beauvais referenced last segment.
I'm kind of like the station's third down running back, if you think about it, you know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Ty Johnson doesn't, like, skip days of shows to go golf.
No. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. But, no, but you know, it works.
It works.
That was a shot. I got through yesterday fine.
You did.
Not that you asked.
I didn't.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the number. Nate Geary's in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog. You know I appreciate you when you're here.
Of course.
It's only for a couple of days. The old guy here, running with the ball solo.
Solo.
Being
Kyren Williams is it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's right. You're asking a lot. All right. John is first up this segment. Hi, John. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to respond to some of the cynicism from the callers. I know cynicism and Buffalo kind of go hand in hand, but I don't think this team under McDermott has even reached its potential yet. I don't think it's reached the apex, not even close. And being from Detroit, I'm in my mid-40s, and no athlete do I have more respect for than Isaiah Thomas. And he went through heartache and tears trying to overcome this great dynasty in the Boston Celtics. It was extremely difficult. And I look at this Josh Allen era and going against Patrick Mahomes, these two great quarterbacks. I don't think it's a Jordan situation. Jordan never lost a championship. When you watch these two quarterbacks, I don't see a difference. And I really believe that under Joe Brady, with Josh Allen, I think they're going to take it even to another level. I think, like Nate Geary said a few callers ago, I think a lot of times when you're going through these really difficult playoff losses, heartache playoff losses, some of the greatest playoff games I've ever seen, you lose context in how great the Chiefs are. You know, it's hard to say that as a Bills fan. Patrick Mahomes, just like Josh Allen, these are the two first ballot Hall of Famers. These are two John Elway, Roger Staubach type quarterbacks. And I just want to end on this one note and I'll hang up. And this is why I think it's extremely stupid and just lacking context to fire McDermott. Even your most cynical Bills fan, even Matt Verderam and KC, who I enjoy listening to, they are going to tell you they wouldn't be surprised if the Bills won the next two Super Bowls. And if you can say that with intellectual honesty, why the heck would you fire McDermott? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think it's just we don't have one. And until you actually see him bring it home and make it happen, you're not wrong saying he can't do it. I mean, there is truth in that last year was a brutal disappointment, considering how weak Kansas City really was on offense. That game started, and the Bills really looked like they were surprised by what Kansas City was doing.
Agreed.
And that, you know, that's such familiarity between the opponents. Do the Chiefs seem as though they're surprised by anything the Bills are doing?
No.
Right? So I think a lot of that is fair. I don't assume it's going to change necessarily, but I'm also not in a mood at all to make the change because of the failures. I think it's close to me. It's just not as absolute as he's never going to do it. Like I think I said this a few weeks ago, one day when Mike was away and you weren't here, probably playing golf somewhere. In fact, you were playing Pinehurst, I think, when I got to this. Like, I don't have any trouble at all every year sort of filling the hope tank back up. I've got that freakazoid as my quarterback. Yeah. I'm ready to go play the feud. I don't go into the season going, they can't do it because of McDermott.
So what's the point? Yeah. I'll say this too. And agreeing with everything you just said, especially about Josh, and he's unbelievable. He's the best quarterback in franchise history. It just is. That's who he is. There is, to me, though, still a difference between him and Mahomes. Mahomes is every opportunity in the clutch that he could have had. He has made every throw in every situation, and he's got three Super Bowls. Is that right? Three? Yeah, so there is a difference still. And it's not to tell you that I think it's an insurmountable difference.
Right.
But the gap is, it's Mahomes and then Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. It's and I'm still not convinced that Burrow's even. I think it's still kind of a big three, not a big four, but it's a separate conversation. So there is, while acknowledging how good Allen has been, there is still a gap between the two because Mahomes has done it, and he's done it when you feel like there's no way anybody could do it. He's done it. So you know, until then, there is a gap. And I think that gap has, in years, been the difference, frankly.
Joe is next up. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I'm surprised, like, this many callers later, people are still talking about this. I really thought I would. I hope I'm the last one for your guys' sake.
Oh, dude, it's totally fine. Are you kidding me? I love this. I mean, I
don't even think he's kidding either, Joe. I was kind of waiting for him to have, like, a little snarky eyebrow. No,
this is great. Anyway, go ahead, Joe.
You know, I normally don't think about it every day. I only wanted to call in because there were so many people talking about it, and I was listening to people's horrible takes on it. I had to say something. The last guy that just called, you know, like, saying the fans are too negative, you know, that's all well and nice, but he must forget the part where we give up over 30 points a game to the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like,
mm-hmm.
I saw, like, on one of the Twitter, like, stat pages, we are by far the worst defense Kansas City plays every year in the playoffs. There's like a 10 points per game difference between us and mm-hmm. everybody else. And there are like 2 years there where for in like playoff losses, I'll give them a break for the Bengals thing because of a lot of injuries. And everyone says that the team was just drained from the DeMar Hamlin thing.
I definitely believe that, but yeah.
And then the year after that, the injuries were worse, honestly, I would say. So I could give them a pass for that. But I mean, like, last year was inexcusable. I don't know how the Chiefs won 15 games. They were terrible last year. They had no business putting up 32 points on us. And after that game before the Super Bowl, I really thought, like, wow, moving Joe Tooney to left guard or left tackle solved all that team's problems. And then I watched the Super Bowl, and I'm like, oh no, that offensive line's terrible. Our defensive line is just worse. It's inexcusable. I go into the season every year thinking they could get it done, but I don't trust the defense. I'll never trust the defense until they get it done against the Chiefs. I don't get how, like, they make the Ravens look like the two times we've played the Ravens, we've held them way below their season average, but, like, you can't stop the Chiefs. I don't understand. And, like, I understand how great they are. Like, you know, they're mm-hmm. a great dynasty. But
you'd think you'd get them once, right? you'd expect to get them once. Yeah, I hear you. Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate you holding on as long as you did. We got to scoot, but appreciate it all a great deal. 803-0550 is the number. Nate is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Thanks for listening to us here at WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.